It's 12 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Alexandra Lucchese with Aurora Herrera and Tianpei Ma. Looking at the weather outside our East York studios, it's cool, sunny, and 10 degrees. Now, here are the headlines. Premier Dalton McGuinty feels the new technology used for burning garbage is good for the economy. Liberal leader Stéphane Dion on the conservative budget, and Chinatown traffic under careful watch. And now, our top story. Dalton McGuinty said this week that he supports burning garbage. The premier says that this technology is good for the economy. He says that the province can't afford to lose jobs, a problem that will project if Ontario doesn't begin to use incinerators that convert waste to energy. Last week, McGuinty let a small energy from waste incineration project skip the environmental assessment process if they meet Ontario's air emission standards. There was not a positive response from Toronto Mayor David Miller. Environmentalists worry that if Ontario embraces the incineration, dismal recycling rates will never improve. Stéphane Dion delivered a speech in Ottawa yesterday announcing that Liberals want a richer, fairer, and greener Canada. He called the Conservative budget unfair, divisive, and dishonest, stating Stephen Harper's broken promises. The Liberal leader blamed the Conservative government, saying that a government has never done so little with so much. Chinatown will be under careful watch. Toronto launched the Blue Dragon campaign yesterday. The campaign will have police hone down on forceful drivers along Spadina from April 2nd until April 12th. The action was taken because of aggressive drivers who don't stop for pedestrians getting off streetcars and drivers who make improper turns. Police Chief Bill Blair and police officers from 42 Division addressed members of the community in a town hall-style meeting. The meeting was held at Stephen Leacock Collegiate Institute from 7 to 9. Shania Bailey has this report.
Chief Blair has made a commitment to put more uniform officers back on the...
Inspector David Brown was the first officer to address the members of the community. Right now he is the acting superintendent. He was proud to mention that crime in 42 Division was down 23%. Inspector Brown also gave updates on other police efforts and initiatives.
We're not taking simply a one-sided approach to community safety. Yes, we believe that we need to be tough on crime, and that people that are involved in violence and gangs and gun activity in our neighborhood, that we are going to pursue these people and get them off the streets. We don't want them in your communities and in your neighborhood.
Police Chief Phil Blair was the last speaker of the night. He praised the police division for their hard work. The chief talked about how much he liked Scarborough and his faith in the community.
I grew up in Scarborough, and I still live in Scarborough. I've never lived anywhere else. I echo the comments of Councillor Kelly about Scarborough. It's a place to be proud of. It's a place that I have lived all my life, where I've raised my family, where most of the people I'm related to live, and this is a good community. It's a strong community. It's a safe community.
Shania Bailey, Centennial College Radio News.
A British soldier held captive in Iran stated on video that he was deeply sorry for entering Iranian waters without permission. The apology came after 15 British service members were held captive in Iran for straying into Iranian waters. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said that Iran will continue to face isolation if they carry on with these actions. A Newfoundland man broke down and cried in court on Wednesday. He was convicted of drowning his 3-year-old daughters in a Newfoundland lake. Nelson Hart told an undercover cop in 2005 that he feared losing them in a custody battle. Tapes of his confession were shown in court. Hart was given an automatic sentence for first-degree murder for 25 years with no parole. And that's the latest news. Now, here's Aurora with sports.
Thanks, Alex, and howdy-do to all of our listeners. It's a great day, isn't it? Spring brings the magic, and do you know what else spring brings? The Blue Jays! After coming in at second place last year at the MLB, the Jays have a lot to prove. Now, with an increased payroll of about $90 million US, the Jays have made some changes to their team and are hoping to give the Yankees and Red Sox a run for their money. Backed by a new starter, Tomooka, and a big slugger, Frank Thomas, the Jays hope to be real playoff contenders this season. The Jays will open the season on April 2nd at 1 p.m. Moving on, the Leafs took a thrashing last night, losing the game 3-2 to the Atlanta Thrashers. They did gain 1 point for the overtime loss, but did not make a valuable ground in the playoff race. The Leafs are among six teams pushing for the last three playoff spots at the Eastern Conference. Their next game is at the ACC on Saturday against Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Some big names in sports are interested in using U of T's newly built sports dome. Renting it out for professional sports events and practices could mean added revenue for the university. However, the students would be unable to use their own facility at all. Jason Jahala has this report.
U of T students have been in an uproar after learning that they can't use their own sports dome. On March 2nd, a university council voted against raising student fees by $10. Normally, students hate paying more money, but this fee would have gone into operating their newly built dome. Because of the no vote on raising fees, students will get pushed aside in favor of everyone else when it comes to the dome's usage, says Masha Sidorova, co-chair of the university's Council of Athletics and Recreation.
It's a hot facility. Everybody wants a piece of it. It was built for the students. Unfortunately, we might have to give it away, and we really, really don't want to.
Because students won't be paying for the dome, where will the money come from needed to run it? Well, it's going to come from those who are willing to pay for the space. Adam Pomper, also a co-chair of the Athletics Council, is fully aware of how the university will benefit from giving space to other athletics organizations.
People knocking on the door, you know, they want to give millions of dollars to rent our facility. CFL, you know, we can rent it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year if we wanted to. And the faculty can make millions of dollars, but that's not what we want to do.
But even though a $10 increase might seem like a little bit to get a big arena, there are some students who oppose the way it's being handled by the university. Waleed Kogali of UTM.
And it's unfortunate that a minority doesn't like what's happening, what's going on. And you know what? The student experience sucks at U of T just because the university is not willing to put more funding.
The no vote decision has until May 1st to be revised. If the university agrees to go ahead with raising fees, students will be able to butt heads with each other over a game of lacrosse. If not, they'll be butting heads with the administrators to get back what was theirs to begin with. This is Jason Hahalia, Centennial College Radio News.
In swimming, Brent Hayden won gold in the Atlantic Aquatic Championships yesterday. This is Canada's first gold at the competition in 21 years. Hayden broke the Canadian record in freestyle, which he held previously at 48.59 seconds. The new record stands at 48.43 seconds. In basketball, Andrea Bargnani finally returns to the game. Just 8 days after having an emergency appendectomy, he was doing some light cardio. The Raptors are hoping for Bagnani's quick recovery after they lost their forward, George Garbajosa, to a gruesome ankle injury last week. The Raptors have shown resilience in the face of adversity this past season, even without their star players. However, there is no doubt a healthy Bargnani will give them extra firepower from long range. The next game is Friday in Washington against Gilbert Arenas and the Wizards. Well, that's all for today. Coming up after the break is your entertainment news with Tianpei Ma.
Every time my relatives visit, they eat me out of the house and home. There's my Uncle Louis. Whenever we have cook out, we have 2 double cheeseburgers, 3 helpings of baked beans, 6 hot dogs and diet soda, la. It is ridiculous. Oh, and talk about like no like father, like son. Used to see cousin Freddy. Every time I turn around, he's got his face in the fridge door. This guy just doesn't snack between meals. He snacks between the salad and the entree. I'm sure glad I shop at Winn-Dixie because they have low prices on everything in store. Meat produce, baked beans, everything. Hey, it's important for me to save money on groceries, especially when my Aunt Sophie's idea of light lunch is anything she can pick up with a fork. So, from the bottom of my pocketbook, Winn-Dixie, I thank you.
Thanks, Sarah, and hi, everyone. Now you can call the Irish rock star Bono anything except Sir. This man is a singer, a global humanitarian, and now he's named a Knight Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire because of his work against the poverty and the disease in Africa. However, only citizens of the United Kingdom or British Commonwealth countries can have the title Sir, so Bono, an Irish citizen, cannot have Sir before his name. Bono says to reporters, "You have permission to call me anything you want, except Sir, all right? Lord of Lords, your demigodness, that will do." Plus, Bono's 5-year-old son, John Hewson, thought his father would become a Jedi, and he is greatly disappointed that his father hasn't got a lightsaber. Toronto is the hometown of many famous musicians, but it's also a current home to numerous lesser-known local bands. Sheila Duo talks with a young drummer about his band's progress.
The newest original song by a Scarborough band called Seven Joint Ride. The band is made up of four high school seniors. They headlined on Sunday night at Riley's, a bar on Yonge Street near the Eaton Center. Some of the songs they played were covers of other bands, including Limp Bizkit and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but the band also performed a lot of their own material. Over 30 people came out to show their support, and a few of it moshed through some of the songs. The band recently played shows at a number of other venues, including the Reverb and the Cathedral. Julian Bigra, the band's drummer, is generally pleased about their latest show.
We didn't get the tickets to sell very early, so the actual fan base was a little smaller than we would have liked it to be. But in terms of the actual playing, it seemed to go pretty well. It was our first headlining show, so we got a longer set. Though we did have to scramble for material because we didn't get enough practice in between our second show and this show. But all things considering, I'd like to think it went pretty well.
The band is now on hiatus until May or June so that they can focus on school and submit marks for university deadlines. Shayla Duval, Centennial College Radio News.
Just for Laughs will come this summer just for Toronto. From July 26th to 28th, the famous Montreal Comedy Festival will have 3 nights of celebration in Toronto and 2 days of free programming centered on Young Dundas Squire. Festival CEO Bruce Hills says it can be a big annual event from now on. Just for Laughs has brought about 1.6 million visitors to Montreal last year, and Toronto Mayor David Miller says it's now our turn to show other cities that Toronto is actually funny. If you haven't watched Daniel Melchior in his stage show House, this Sunday is your last chance. This is not only Melchior's last time playing House, but it will also be the last show of Dada Camilla, the theater that largely existed for Melchior's shows. Melchior is going to retire after that, so if you miss The Weird Doctor, you will have to watch Hugh Laurie on your TV screen. And that's it from here. Now back to Alex for final word.
Thanks, JMP. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.